Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Eva Venari, your host for Owning Your Health radio show. And our topic today is holistic health. Holistic Chamber of Commerce. Our leading lady is Camille Leon with the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. Camille Leon is the founder and director of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, a growing community of professionals, practitioners, and business people who support each other in blending spiritual values with building business and helping consumers find holistic, eco-friendly solutions. Good morning, Camille. How are you?
Good morning, Eva. I am great. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
I'm excited. I've been really looking forward to this conversation. And I'm as a member of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, I'm familiar with it, but I want so badly to introduce what we're all about. There's more that I don't know about you, about why you started the Holistic Chamber. And I want to share all that with our listeners. We have listeners all over the world, and I want to encourage everyone to get to know more about it. It's been so valuable to me. So I'd love to hear more from you. And my primary question really is, why? Why did you start the Holistic Chamber of Commerce?
That's a big question. I know it sounds small, but it's, you know, the original seed, I think, came when I was working in downtown LA. My grandmother had a stroke. My mother had a double mastectomy. So the health writing on the wall for my future was just not very pretty. And I started asking my coworkers, again, in downtown LA, about how to find an acupuncturist. And their responses, their responses ranged from, is it covered by insurance, to needles? Why would you, you know, want to use needles for? And I was, so I realized that there was a really large gap, even in a supposedly progressive area like LA, between mainstream consumers and holistic health and wellness approaches.
So there was that large gap, and even though for some communities it seemed like a no-brainer, oh yeah, acupuncture, everybody should know about that. And there were still so many people who didn't know about it. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think now that I'm in it, part of what I'm seeing is, like, once you're in the holistic community, it really is a no-brainer. Oh, is there an approach that will work? Acupuncture, chiropractic, essential oils, nutrition. The challenge is, until you're in this mindset, this frame of mind, you're in that mainstream consumer world where none of your friends or family have tried any of these options. They have no experience with it, and so they're just operating from a different place, and it doesn't even come to mind, or it doesn't seem relevant. So right, our online directory has gotten more valuable in that it's the bridge for all those mainstream people to, why don't I check this stuff out? Maybe I could really benefit and get some value from all these different possibilities.
How long ago was the situation where you were looking for the support?
So it was 10 years ago, Yeah. So no, wait a minute. Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, it was, sorry. The timeline is, so it was like 10 years ago when I was looking at the healthcare in my family. And it was 8 years ago that we really started the Holistic Chamber of Commerce in earnest and started creating the online directory. And along with it came the network of live local chapters, because, of course, when people like you, members like you, are attracting more customers, clients, and patients, you need and want a network of people who are doing the same thing, so you can share experience, insights, and ideas, and also get business support from like-minded professionals,
and
right?
That's exactly what I have found, because I know as a practitioner, I am not the end-all, be-all to each one of my clients' health journey. And along the way, they may need a chiropractor or maybe an acupuncturist, acupressurist, or, you know, there are modalities that I had never really heard of until I became a member. Rolfing was one that just kind of filtered into my awareness. I knew about Reiki, I knew about massage therapy, but there's so much more. And then you mentioned also business practices. So what kind of businesses are you finding as a support network? You know, I know what I've run into here in Los Angeles, but what kind of businesses are you attracting as members on the directory?
Well, we have found a number of members who help with financial health. So QuickBooks consultants, accountants, bookkeepers. We also have some financial consultants who help with taxes and with retirement concerns, right? Then
okay.
Yeah, so, and there are a few attorneys. I realize that is, for many people, sounds like an oxymoron that you might have a holistically minded attorney. But there are really some, right, an attorney who maybe has a family-friendly approach to the things that come up with families and couples these days, or an attorney who specializes in business negotiations, so that as our businesses get bigger, right, and we are creating agreements, we have an attorney who recognizes that there's a balance of love and money, so to speak. Or it's not just the money, it's also what are the relationships. Short-term results are important. Long-term consequences are important. How do we balance these?
Is that what you mean by a holistic business?
Yes, that's when I'm talking about holistic business, I'm talking about how do we balance short-term and long-term, how do we balance relationships with financial realities. It, on some level, it doesn't matter that I do or don't like you. It's, is the money in the bank account at the end of the month for example, for me to pay my mortgage, for the HCC to pay staff. And as your business is growing, or any of our holistic businesses are growing, the same things come up. Well, there's the old, let me learn the hard way, and there's the new HCC, let me get together with a room full of like-minded professionals and business owners, and we can share our experience, our insights, and ideas, and that makes it easier for everyone and better for the mainstream consumer that is really ready to find professionals like you.
Which is so very helpful. And in just the Southern California area alone, I have the option of attending. It takes both hands to count the number of of chapters.
Yes.
That are local, you know, that I could drive to within 1 or 2 hours, depending on traffic, and meet like-minded individuals. And so the question is obvious for me, because I know the answer, but I would like to hear from you, is can anyone come to a chapter meeting?
anyone can visit a chapter meeting. And like other international professional organizations, there are membership policies. Our policy is similar to those other organizations. You can visit twice. And then if you really like what we're doing, you're going to sign up for your membership. And you're going to get extra benefits, right? The extra benefits are not just that you can attend your local chapter, but you can attend, or you can attend your home chapter. You can attend any chapter close to you or when you're traveling as a member of the HCC. Plus, while many member-based professional organizations are all about the meetings, our members are also in a free-to-search online directory so that whether somebody is here in LA looking for a nutrition coach, a acupuncturist, a colon hydrotherapist, at some point, right, they can find one here for themselves, and they can also find one in Florida for a family member who's there, or one in, gosh, Northern California, one in Calgary or Toronto. Because, yes, we also have some live local chapters up in Canada, which means a hot spot with more members in those areas as well.
And that, to me, is amazing. And I've been a member since we did the expansion. I'm part of the group, so I consider your work me. We. to have, 1,300 members. That's a current number? I took...
That is the current number, and actually I have to, so one of the cool things about what we're doing is we are getting new members every day. So somebody might say, oh, well, business is always flat during the holidays. Well, not our business. We got new members over the Thanksgiving weekend. We had new I Want to Start a Chapter applications come in over the Thanksgiving weekend. Because the world is hungry for what we are doing as holistic professionals, practitioners, and business owners. They want to know about what are their holistic options, what are the products, services, and solutions available. Likewise, we're ready for community, like-minded support. You know, if you're working out of a home office, you want someplace to go check in with people who get what you're doing and make it easier. So that, but we are, we're headed in the, from 1,300 to 1,500, heck, from 1,500 to 15,000. How fast can we do that? Because that's how we really give everybody across North America easier access to the professionals, practitioners, and business owners that have what they need and want.
Now, are you finding that only holistic practitioners, holistic and natural, or are you finding that the even traditional medical practitioners are finding their way into the groups and the memberships?
We have one of our early members, actually, is a Harvard-trained cardiologist. We have more and more members that come with their MD, and they are integrative in their approach to medicine. We have PhDs, we have PsyDs, we have marriage and family therapists. So it's not just the esoteric techniques or the alternative. It is also the more conventional Western medical experts who have that education and those degrees and also have the understanding of how do we integrate our techniques.
And that's become a very fun conversation to be a part of. There, was a period of time when I noticed a huge gap between you had to be one or the other. You had to somehow choose, and practitioners were feeling isolated on one side of that, if you want to call it a scale, as opposed to being the, and I hate to say it, the socially acceptable, you know, medical association licensed practitioner, somebody with a, you know, the degree on the wall when you go walk into their office that says, I've got these letters after my name because I went to this you know, medical college. And people were very much opposing each other. But I want to talk more about this inclusive, you called it integrative. This I call it an inclusive conversation where both of them are being seen. So what are you witnessing when it comes to this integrative conversation between the practitioners? Are medical, are there still some who are resisting asking to use alternative medicine in, or are you finding there's more leeway now?
I think there's more leeway. I'm seeing more leeway. More professionals are getting to the point of not just we can coexist, but we can cooperate. We can collaborate. It's not just here, take another pill. It might be here, take this pill and start yoga classes, right? Or here, do this conventional Western medicine thing and start meditating. Because stress, I mean, and when you look at the research, stress is right up there with the other top three factors in terms of our personal health. It's not just eating and exercise and genetics. It's what's your stress level. And Western medicine is seeing that research. They're starting to respond to it. And so they're becoming integrative in their approaches. And at the same time, holistic practitioners and professionals all talk law of abundance. Well, when there's plenty for everybody, which is what the law of abundance says, then you don't have to think it's either me or them. It's either holistic or conventional. No, there's plenty for everyone. It can be both. And it's better, frankly, and I'm knocking on wood here, if I ever, you know, break a bone, I'm going to the hospital. But in the meantime, I'm doing everything I can in terms of preventative health care, wellness care. And that means yoga. It means meditation. It means essential oils. All of the above.
Yeah, and do you think that more inclusive in reducing overall stress, you think that's important to healing? I mean, but for some people, that may not be an obvious yes. Can you talk about that? Yeah.
There is a rumor that George Burns smoked a cigar every single day until he died at 100?
Yeah.
So it's not... I mean, I don't recommend, by the way, that you take that and go start smoking a cigar a day, please. But Camille said no. But what I am saying is, right, we can do some things that don't necessarily fall onto the checklist of ultimate health and wellness as long as we are paying attention to overall health and wellness, including our level of stress.
Yeah.
So.
And I would imagine that in searching for help, there are oftentimes the conversation between your practitioner self where you're not getting the complete answer. You find, is it a mistake to put all of your eggs in one basket for healthcare? And is that why the directory is so important?
I hesitate to use the term mistake because we all have our own individual paths to health. what works for my healthcare is not necessarily what works for my mother. And what works for my mother's healthcare is not necessarily what works for me. But I do find that the people who are either Western medicine isn't working, right? They keep trying everything that their conventional doctor keeps giving them, and none of that's working. So, oh my gosh, there's got to be another way, which is where many of these esoteric techniques really do come in, or some of these ideas that none of our family or friends have tried. So we're in a position where I've got to try something new that maybe nobody I know has ever done. In terms of preventative healthcare, our directory is just as valuable because techniques like hypnotherapy and EFT tapping and essential oils can keep us healthy in the first place and help us actually realize some of our personal goals.
Now, wow. I can see how great is that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can see where from the outside of a person who is really seeking the answer, you know, not to the point of desperation, but kind of, and you're trying something new and your family members are going, what are you doing? This is really strange. You know, it's got to be important to have some sort of, you know, the directory is great. And what I'm getting to is I know that as a member of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, I had to go through a reference review. So how did that come about and why is that important?
That came about very early on because somebody who was in one of the more alternative specialty areas completed an application to join. And I said, we gotta find a way to make sure that everybody that we're representing is professional in how they work with their clients or their patients, right? Just like penicillin doesn't work for everybody, there are some holistic techniques that work for some but not others. And that means if I'm sending somebody to a hypnotherapist, for example, for the first time, I want to make sure that that hypnotherapist is high quality in their expertise area and also in how they work with their clients. So the reference reviews came kind of out of that early experience, and we have found them to be critically important because we do have mainstream consumers who come to our online directory or call the office looking for something that they've never tried before, and they have a higher level of comfort because they know that our members have been reference reviewed. Think of it as the good housekeeping seal of holistic approval. But that means our online directory has a strong reputation as a premier free resource for consumers who are looking.
Well, let's give everybody.
Good.
Yeah, it is great, and I'm listening to this. I almost feel the need to. I want to go to the website. So, give us the information. Where can we find this directory? This magical directory.
Yeah, so it is the longest domain name in the world, holisticchamberofcommerce.com. And that's holistic spelled with an H, so holisticchamberofcommerce.com, all one word. But once you get there, you know you're in the right place. And there is on the horizontal menu, it just says directory, and you click search directory, and you can search by category. So if you're looking for people in a particular category, you can also search by location. So if you're looking for who are the members who are near me, right? I'm in Miami. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in Thousand Oaks. Then that's the best way to use it and find new possibilities, find new options for you or a friend or a family member.
I know that I've used the directory for people in other parts of the world, because I have clients just about everywhere, and I can log in. They're asking me for a holistic dentist or someone who doesn't practice, they want mercury-free dentistry, or they want a chiropractor local to them, or they've just moved, and it's been a great resource for me to be able to utilize. So thank you for putting all that together. And we have a lot of our listeners are business owners, they're entrepreneurs, or they're in a place where they got an idea and they're trying to start it. And this really started with your idea. So I would love to, wrap up the show with your story about how this went from maybe a dining room table idea to the full-blown, you've got corporate offices, they're worldwide, and I find that amazing. So tell us more about that.
Yes, well, that's by hook or by crook. It's really, we walk forward, left foot, right foot. And it is definitely a one step at a time. What's important today? What do I need to do today? What person do I need to call? What resource do I need to start using? We have a strong presence on Facebook and LinkedIn because those are really great ways to connect with so many potential customers, clients, and patients for our members, right? And our presence on social media and online is how do we feed more people to our members, and how do we give those mainstream consumers easier access to the high-quality professionals, practitioners, and products and services that they're looking for. And that was really, it was one step at a time. Yeah, a lot of marketing, learning about sales, because at the end of the day, right, it's how do we pay the bills today, tomorrow, next year. And if you're doing the right thing, you're going to start attracting. That's part of the joy of coming together in an organization like this. Because I'm connected to you and to 1,500 other members, it makes what I'm doing that much easier.
And I find right? that a beautiful thing. Yeah, I agree. So this must have been quite exciting to watch the explosion, because your role has changed a little bit, I've noticed. Within going from just sales to what is the future of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce look like to you? Where what's the next step?
For me, there's really a focus on how do we expand our visibility. It's taken about 8 years to noodle around with the nuts and bolts, right? How do we make sure that we have a website that supports our members, our chapter presidents, and our staff? How do we have a website that is user-friendly and easy for the consumers, the people out there who are looking for what our members offer? And now that we have all of those nuts and bolts basically in place, it's how do I expand attention, attract attention for what we're doing as a resource and for our members who are offering those products, services, and solutions that can make a difference all over.
So that we can stand shoulder to shoulder with the community of practitioners worldwide and, be valuable.
Create connections.
Yeah, create connections. So this has been absolutely wonderful. If someone is listening and they'd like to contact you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you, Camille?
Well, our office number is 310-490-6862. Or you can, of course, come to the website, holisticchamberofcommerce.com. You can even email me, Camille@holisticchamberofcommerce.com, and on a good day, you won't land in my spam filter and you'll get a reply.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for all of this and our beautiful conversation today. I appreciate you being a guest on the show.
Thank you, Eva.
Yeah. All right, wonderful. Well, I just wanted to wrap up and say, go to the website, check it out, look at the directory. If you haven't tried a holistic approach in the past, or you have but you've been limited, maybe look to see what else is out there. It's the holisticchamberofcommerce.com. And this is Eva Vanari, the Healing Rebel, and I'm reminding you to question everything.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.